Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here with the catch-up.
Well, WA will be plastic bag free from the 1st of July next year. We asked you what things you use them for other than shopping and heard some great ideas.
Justin Hamilton stopped by to review a show about a half-man, half-horse ex-TV star whose feline ex-girlfriend has recently died from a drug overdose. Yep, he loved it.
And West Coast Eagles legend Dean Cox joined us to address that question. Will Nick Nat play this weekend?
Lisa and Pete. Yep, they're a pretty good package. And this is a premium package. Upgrades worth over 40 grand with APG Homes. See apghomes.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Tap and lease. Premier Mark McGowan made a statement today regarding plastic bags being banned in this state. Have a listen.
Many retail outlets are already putting in place the ban voluntarily. It's worked well, so we think the time has come. July 1 next year, we'll have regulations in place to ban the use of single-use plastic bags in Western Australia. And I think it sets an example for other countries around the world that they can do it as well.
Single-use plastic bags.
What does that mean, single-use plastic bags? What is it? Because...
means the ones that you go to
the supermarket.
They're the ones that, you know, they break a little bit easily, but essentially the whole point of them is the only time they're ever meant to be used is when you go to the supermarket, put all your stuff in, you come home, and then you're meant to toss them out.
Oh, I've never tossed out a plastic bag that I brought home from the supermarket.
Neither have I.
Never. It has all manner of uses.
What do you use yours for?
Mostly rubbish.
Yeah.
You know, they'll become bin bags.
It's funny that you say that.
As long as the bin isn't too big, even then. You know,
yeah, you're still fine.
Falls down in the middle of the bin.
I mean, when I lived in Canberra, and Canberra was one of the first territories to actually get, first cities to actually get a plastic bag ban.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we saw from that was actually bin liners went through the roof.
Really? And are they biodegradable?
They aren't biodegradable.
So,
no.
Oh, yeah,
so it's funny. It's kind of, it's like, okay.
Defeats the purpose a bit.
You are solving one thing, but are you creating another problem completely as well?
I'm sure these people are out there, but I don't think I know anyone who throws those bin bags away straight away.
As in
they're going in the bin. I mean, sorry, the
single-use
bags.
plastic bags. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out.
They usually end up in the bin with rubbish in them.
133353, we want to know what else you use your plastic bags for, all right? So we got a couple of people who just use them as bin liners here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But you may have completely different uses for them. I know my nonno, my grandfather, used to have a little orchard out the back of his house.
And keep the birds away.
Exactly. He would actually go and he'd pop them on, you know, a few of his trees.
Stavros. Keep the birds away. Also, just for carrying things around between places.
Yeah.
Everything.
How often do I bring a packed lunch in here using a single-use plastic bag?
Pick up the dog poo in the backyard?
Yeah.
Yep.
They get a good workout for that. All right, tell us yours.
133353. I need to hold my hand over the microphone and whisper that, but because I said poo.
Because you're talking about poo. We got Marg in High Wycombe. Hello.
Hi, Pete. How are you going?
Very well, thanks.
You use them for, Marg?
Well, this might have come in handy for Pete last week while you're up on the Coral Coast.
Yes. What's that?
When you're putting on a wetsuit, put your foot into one of those single-use plastic bags, then put your foot into the wetsuit, slips on really easy.
Yeah.
Wow. Because getting into a wetsuit is one of the most undignified acts you could undertake in life, isn't
it?
Yes,
it is. Wow.
That is a great idea because that was tough. But yeah, slip, well, easy.
Interesting. Slip. Never right heard through that, Mark. Good one.
Good one, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Just stockpile them now.
This is a ripper from Danielle in Beckenham. Hello.
What do you use them for, Danielle?
I use them for a shower cap.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
Because you can just tie them at the back.
Yeah, just tie them at the back. Yeah, also use them for bin bags, but yeah, for shower cap, just something handy.
Especially if you don't have one. You don't want to get your hair wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, Danielle.
I really have to stockpile them now.
Well, I never even thought about these sorts of things, you know, the wetsuit, the shower cap.
I've used them as not a shower cap, but when I've, like, dyed my hair at home, put them over the top to stop me from getting dye all over the couch or something.
You know what? For works.
Oh, it looks a treat too.
Kylie in Wanneroo. Hi.
Hi.
Kylie, what are you using them for?
Well, it's not me. Mm-hmm. There's a lady in our local community who put on the Facebook page that she was collecting them, and she weaves them together and she's making mats for the homeless people.
Oh, brilliant.
That is sensational.
Yeah. Get enough of them, they'll be soft.
Yeah. So is she...
She's kind of gotten behind her, and the local IGA have set up a drop-off point for anybody who
wants
to drop off the bags. And then there are some ladies who get together and they just prepare the bags for her, because you kind of have to cut them and then she rolls it into a ball.
Right. Yeah.
Some people are helping out by doing that and others just deliver bags.
Kylie, amazing.
This is great. So the which Facebook page is it through? The community Facebook page for Wanneroo?
It's Hocking and Surrounds Facebook page.
Hocking and
plastic,
Surrounds.
So it's going to keep the moisture out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just gives them a little bit of a padding underneath. And
some people are clever, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh. You're solving two problems there, aren't you? Thank you, Kylie.
Thanks, Kylie.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, do you know the Eagles won on the weekend?
I heard something about that. Is that what all the fuss was about?
I think so, yeah. Some game of football, I don't know. Dean Cox, Eagles Premiership Ruckman, and now Ruck coach of the side as well, joins us on the phone. Good to have you on the show, mate.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, talking about being here, you've been there, Dean, and Perth is not exactly very good at keeping a lid on it when we get excited. And I've just read a headline that said, you know, West Coast were expected to miss the AFL finals after their most recent visit to Spotless Stadium, but now they are the competition's form team. I mean, how do you keep a lid on the excitement at this time?
Yeah, I suppose it's really tough to do after the way the game finished and the way the season finished with beating Adelaide to get in. We had to beat them by a certain amount of points, and, and then to go away to Port Adelaide and to kick a goal after the siren is a pretty special thing. And, you know, the players and everyone involved at the football club, I suppose, celebrated a little bit that night, and then from there it's just on to GWS straight away.
I feel the need to point out it wasn't just after the siren, it was after a draw. After 5 minutes each end.
Yeah, we had to do another 10 minutes of chaos before we got to that.
Mate, you have been in every Western Australian who follows footy, let alone West Coast Eagles supporter, remembers that footage of you as the siren blew in 2006 and you guys won by a point, that premiership. Your arms went up in the air, you lost your mind, understandably so. I mean, that moment of Shuey kicking that goal to send you guys through to a final, comparable to that moment that you won that premiership by a point?
It's pretty close. I've been known to get carried away when results come certain ways. I think we got the free kick, and then once it was in Shuey's hands, you couldn't get the ball in anyone's hands, probably other than JK, we wouldn't want it. So, the T went back and looked actually kind of relaxed in the situation that he was
in.
Didn't
he?
Mate, he cracked a smile.
Yeah, I think he did that to relax himself and went through his routine and was really confident and went back and got the job done.
I don't mean to sound like, you know, sort of half-educated cliche saying this, but the team, when I watched on the weekend, they were really playing like a team. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think that's something that we built towards the end of the year. Our season's been a little bit inconsistent, but, you know, for the boys to really rally for the Adelaide in the last game at Subi Oval to get us in the finals, and you know, from there, who knows what's going to happen. And, you know, the attitude the players went in with was first class. We looked at Port, they trained really well, and it was just about enjoying themselves and making sure they play together. And they showed that they were intense for the ball and for the whole night, which you have to be in finals. So they stood up really well, and there's a big job this Saturday night again.
Now, speaking of this Saturday night, mate, I'm sure it's a question you've been asked 100 times in the lead-up, and it is a question you will get asked again. But I hope I've worded it in a way that I'll get something out of you. In your opinion, is Nick Natanui fit enough to ruck against a GWS side missing its number one ruckman?
Nick Natanui, who's that?
I know. So sorry.
No, I think it's... the good thing with Nick is he's got through all the training program that we've put in front of him since he did his knee.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always a stage to ramp it up as much as we possibly could. And we've got our main session tomorrow and he's just got to keep progressing. Oh, I think it's probably going to be unlikely, but stranger things have happened. And, you know, if he does get his opportunity at any stage, it'll be his 100% and there won't be any risk. And because he's such an important player for our footy club, that's the way it has to be. And, you know, for me, I'd love to see him playing. But also, having said that he's got to have a long career at our football club and we won't jeopardise it for one game.
That's good to hear too.
All right, mate.
All right.
Well, listen, we wish you guys all the very best, and that's coming from a couple of passionate Fremantle supporters. So,
thanks very much for having me, guys.
Dean Cox there, Eagles Premiership player, superstar, and now coaching the ruck as well. Pretty creative answer there,
Liz.
Pretty
good in the playing the old Nick Nat Willie play game.
Not bad. Not bad. I have to ask a few other people that, see how they compare. By the way, as we mentioned, Eagles play GWS at Spotless this Saturday. You're going to get live coverage on Mix 94.5 from 4 o'clock, and then Bounce Down is in Crystal Clear FM at 5:25, so we hope you join us for it.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
And it's one of those weeks where you two are going to lose your minds and I've not even heard of it. Am I right?
That is exactly what's
okay.
going to happen.
Here we
and,
go.
And Pete, you know, like this is nothing personal because I know you're my guy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, bruh. This
is directed all at least, isn't it?
This it is
a tag team opportunity for us to win her over.
All right.
Pete, make a guess on where you think I'm about to lose her, but there's this great show on TV that's animated.
There.
There it is. Done. We've lost her.
All right.
Come back.
Come on, I liked A Bug's Life.
Right.
I loved The Flintstones.
Right. Who didn't love The Flintstones? Good stuff, right?
Yeah.
But the TV show we're going to talk about is a show called BoJack Horseman. It's up to its fourth season, and it's about an anthropomorphic horse who used to be a TV star in the 90s when he starred on a sitcom called
you
Horsing
might
Around.
Have lost me there.
Really?
You
got to hang in there.
Anthropomorphic horse?
Yeah.
I know. It sounds so weird.
Okay.
But I'll be completely honest with you. I don't know if you felt the same way, Pete, but when it first came up, I was like, oh, I guess it'll be another one of those Seth MacFarlane-inspired types of shows.
Or, you know, looked that way just purely from the picture that you see when you go to Netflix to look at.
Yeah, and I did not know what to expect. And then I started to watch it, and it genuinely just crept up on me where there was just a point where I realized, wait a minute, I'm not giving this enough respect. Mm. Like, this is actually so much better than I realized. It's such a fascinating show because the main character, it's about when you realize that you're a terrible person and you want to change, but changing is really hard. It's such a deep show. And Will Arnett, who plays BoJack Horseman, he's got such a great voice anyway. Like, from the times that we saw him in Arrested Development as Job to, you know, the Lego Batman, he's such a good performer, but he just delivers on the smaller moments in this TV show as well. And I reckon if this was like an action, you know, real life kind of show, I reckon Arnett would be winning all sorts of awards. I think he's so good in this. And what's happened is starting in season four, it starts off in a pretty dark place because the end of season three finished with BoJack's co-star from Horsing Around dying of a drug overdose, and he's gone into hiding to try and get himself together. I've watched the first few episodes, and you know what I'm like. If I like something, I don't like to binge it because I don't like to waste it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But I've had to put the brakes on. I've watched two episodes and then had to walk away from the TV like a grown-up, gone back the next day, watched another couple of episodes.
Whoa, you calm right down, sir.
Oh, mate, I'm the type of man that you want in charge of this country. That's what you want.
Yes.
I know if you're not into the animated stuff, Lise, like I know it might be a little bit like, oh, God, I don't know about this, but there is an absolute added depth to this show that's fantastic. But don't get me wrong, it's also really, really funny. Lots of great jokes. So I'm a big fan of this. I reckon it's worthwhile checking out. The whole new season is on at Netflix. BoJack Horseman season four. Two thumbs wondering if the horsey would like some sugar.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete give away heaps of prizes, and APG Homes is giving you 40 grand worth of premium upgrades on the house. See apghomes.com.au.